Princess Celestia, the Changeling Queen, Chapter 19, Part 2. A selection of Twilight Sparkle's research notes on past changeling activities in Equestrian Beyond. Changelings in Equestria. Very little is known about the changelings in Equestria prior to the events of the royal wedding, when their queen Chrysalis revealed herself. Prior to that incident, there are very few academic sources detailing the existence of changelings. It stands as a testament to their abilities that Starsworld the Bearded could only write a short, one-page treatise on a species referred to as shapeshifters. In it, he detailed the changeling's ability to slough off their skin and take a new one, but apart from that, could not conclusively prove their existence or give any insight into their culture or society. Hence, due to a simple lack of information, changelings were mostly regarded as a myth, an old mare's tale. Yet when academic sources are abandoned and the fairy tale is examined, one begins to discern a clearer view of changelings. The stories compiled by the Grim Stallions and travelers' journals written by amateur academics, once regarded as mad or delusional, holding a confusing but nonetheless useful wealth of various encounters with the changelings or shapeshifters. Most of these encounters between equine and changeling have tended to begin with the changeling being discovered and his or her disguise being revealed, whether by the heroes of the story or by some coincidence. In most stories, these changelings tend to be portrayed as deceivers, evil, shadowy figures that hoodwink entire towns, waylay innocents, and are even occasionally depicted as cannibals. They also detail some of the actual weaknesses of the changelings, such as their disguise's susceptibility to fire, and the fact that they cannot completely duplicate pony magic forms, Earth, Unicorn, and Pegasus, to equal proficiency. Unfortunately, these folktales are problematic, and must be finally analyzed as the information they hold is often misleading. One of the more dubious methods to counter changelings mentioned in these sources is to stay away from any source of water, to make a lot of loud noises by bashing pots and pans together, and to light up the area with torches. It's almost as if the writer was describing the counter to a completely different species. Apart from myths, legends, and Philly stories though, the evidence and information on changelings available in Equestria is quite lacking. This investigation requires a wider net to be cast. Changelings in Griffonia. Notoriously aggressive, it initially seemed to this scholar that it was highly unlikely that the changelings would be able to infiltrate the Griffonieries. This position seemed correct, as Griffonian sources dating back as far as 500 years do not include a single mention of changelings. However, there exists some evidence of changeling contact in the Golden Age of Griffonian expansion and exploration, also known as the Viking Age, that took place shortly after the schism between Princess Celestia and Luna. Isolated raiding parties or war flights could be more easily infiltrated by changelings, and when these infiltrators were discovered, the outcome was usually violent. It also appears the aggressive and confrontational manner in which Griffins expanded caused skirmishes and battles between Griffonian war flights and the changeling hives in the way of their expansion. Snippets and mentions of changelings often appear in Viking-era Griffonian sonnets and sagas. The most telling sources of Griffonian folklore come from the selections of Legends of Queen Warbeak and the sagas of Blackwing the Terror. Both of them detail the exploits of legendary figures in Griffonian history, and both works appear to describe a significant and violent encounter with changelings. Blackwing, a notorious Griffonian warflight leader and raider, had at one point in his later life led a massive army westward, seeking treasure and lands to conquer. Towards the end of his campaign, his host came across a fortress in the shadows. Blackwing and his griffin raiders threw themselves at the fortress, thinking it would be easy pickings, only to find the citadel defended by black demons who rained from the sky like shooting stars. To make matters worse, the various war bands that Blackwing's army was composed of suddenly turned into the black demons and threw off their feathers with a burst of green flame. Chaos gripped the ranks of the griffin host, and Blackwing was forced to beat an ignominious retreat, after which he expanded no more and consolidated his power to become one of the longest living Viking rulers. It is possible to conclude through comparing the description of the battle tactics employed by the Black Demons to those employed by the Changelings at Canterlot, that Blackwing had been fighting a Changeling Hive. Coincidentally, the Hive's actions indirectly saved Equestria from having to confront Blackwing as it halted his army's advance. Queen Warbeak lived after Blackwing's time and was the last of the Griffin's Viking rulers, despite her common birth. At one point during her adventures with her small elite wing of fighters, she came across a local lord whose hall was being harassed at night by a shadowy she-demon, a hellspawn of Tartarus, who never stuck to a single shape. Warbeak responded by laying a trap for the intruder, and when she appeared, she seized her right limb with her claws and hung on like a leech, while her hind claws tore at her opponents. According to the legend, the two wrestled throughout the halls for hours until Warbeak ripped off the monstrosity's limb off and smote her onto the hall's floor. It was then that the true form of her opponent was revealed. The sharp eye claw maiden stood over her fallen foe, watching as evil green flames flow. Ere long, she saw the true form of the beast, with her armor-piercing fangs, night-draped armor, swamp-weed mane, and long jagged horn. So did Warbeak look upon the devil spawn. We can't be sure what type of changeling Warbeak fought and killed, but it must have been one of considerable power to wreak such havoc on a griffin mead hall, which were normally situated on the highest and most inaccessible of mountains and defended by a host of guards. The problem with griffin legends and sagas is that while they do provide a very good picture of the Viking society's attitude towards changelings, they aren't entirely truthful or reliable. We aren't even sure if Warbeak existed as an actual historical figure, she mainly exists as a mythical figure, kind of like Greenhoof and his band of merry stallions, and the official Griffonian chronicles at the time had never mentioned Blackwing ever having been defeated, though it wouldn't be surprising if they decided not to mention it. Still, the sagas certainly give insight into the conflict-filled relationship between the changelings and the griffins in the Viking era. Changelings in Zebrakan lore. In contrast to the fearful and cautious tone used to describe changelings in equestrian accounts and the monstrous depictions of the changelings in Griffonian legends, changelings are rather favorably depicted by Zebrakan oral tradition. Until recent times, Zebrakans didn't record their stories through writing, but carried it on through word of mouth, a form of cultural memory. With a modern age allowing writing tools to become more accessible for zebras, some shamans have taken to writing down their lore and the tales of their land. What is revealed is surprising. There are several legends that involve Zebrakans and changelings actually cooperating, particularly in the story known as Pundamelia and the Kavuliu Siku. In the story, Pundamelia is a young Zebrakan shamaness of a small village out foraging herbs and fungi for her herbal stores, when she's surrounded by what's referred to in Zebrakan as Changis, which when translated to Equestrian roughly means changers. Further description of these Changis describe them as having blue eyes without pupils, and that their skin was black as smoke. Clearly, these are changelings, which makes what happens next rather unusual. The leader of this band of changelings was a changeling labeled the Kavuli Usiku. A rough translation of this term from ancient Zebrakan to Equestrian would be Dark Knight. Oddly enough, the story continues to refer to the Dark Knight as a she, and she is furthermore described as tall as a giraffe, which means she's likely the changeling queen of the hive. Regardless of why the changeling queen was called that, Pundamelia was scared out of her hooves. She was captured and taken to the changeling hive. It was there she discovered many wounded Changis. The Kavuli Usiku told Pundamelia that her hive had been in a great battle with a terrible foe that they had won, but it was a Pyrrhic victory and the Changis had been forced to flee. The Kavuli Usiku ordered Pundamelia to heal her kind or be killed. Nervously, Pundamelia complied, and for several sunsets and moonrises, she toiled to save the Changis. Over that time, though, Pundamelia was personally cared for by the Changeling Queen. In fact, the Kavuli Usiku actually assisted Pundamelia in preparing potions and poultices. Moreover, as the Zebrakan shamaness brewed her mixtures, the Kavuli Usiku kept her company, and the two exchanged stories of their species. The Kavuli appeared particularly interested in the ways of the Zebrakan shamans, and Pundamelia was all too happy to share her stories with her. When the Changis were cared for, the Kavuli Usiku returned Pundamelia to her tribal lands. By that time, the pair had become friends. Before they parted, the Kavuli Usiku gave Pundamelia a small gift in the form of a small ceremonial dagger, said to have been made from the armor of Changis, which in the legend is described as incredibly lightweight and very deadly. Pundamelia accepted the gift and returned to her village, only to find it occupied by a group of raiders who had taken it in the young shamaness's absence. Captured yet again, Pundamelia thought all hope was lost, at least until the evening when the Kavuli Usiku appeared from the shadows in front of her, something that only a changeling could pull off. The Kavuli Usiku freed Pundamelia and the rest of her Zebrakan tribe before they all took up arms and along with the Changi ambushed the raiders. What followed next was the Kavuli Usiku and her hive actually staying with Pundamelia's tribe for 10 years. The Zebrakan tribe was filled with gratitude towards the Changi, and for a while the changelings actually lived alongside the Zebrakans. The story doesn't mention how it was possible, but it's likely the changelings disguised themselves as zebras, and that the original storyteller omitted the how to keep the changelings' abilities a secret. After those 10 years, though, the Kavuli Usiku and her hive of Changi took their leave and disappeared into the night. They were never seen again. However, the story does prove that the changelings and other sentient beings could work together. Twilight yawned, her eyes blinking in a hopeless attempt to block the sleep from them. Blearily, she glanced at the clock and noted the lateness of the hour.
"And this is a good time to stop,"
said Twilight, as she dragged herself from her desk into her bed. She had brushed her teeth in advance, just in case she had gotten too engrossed in her research. All she had to do now was to quietly make her way past Spike's basket bed and let herself fall into her awaiting mattress. A few moments later, and Twilight checked all of those items off her mental list and pulled her blankets over herself. The rest of her research could wait for tomorrow. Reading through most of this reminded me a lot about documentaries, because it is just a whole plethora of information. Nonetheless, it was interesting though. Anyway, let's get on to our very interesting donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, Jason Men, Darkside, and Only One Thing. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mortred, Omicron Lyre, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Dospo, Death Omega, Jack Hatch, RuneSlife9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Perkett, Drake Love Dragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hot Zazla, Convair, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.